for old time's sake, yes or no, would you like to be leader of the National Party at some point?
No, I'm just focused on what I'm doing. I'm one of those people that do it day by day, job by job.
I'll save this clip and come back to it in 5 or 10 years. We'll see how it's aged.
The Wire.
The National Party recently proposed a policy to allow renters under 30 to pay for tenancy bonds with their KiwiSaver funds. This policy has been highly controversial, with many saying it is likely to harm renters and increase wealth inequality. I spoke with Anna Bykova of Renters United to discuss the issues with this proposed policy. What are the biggest concerns Renters United has with this policy?
There's a few concerns we have about this policy. We don't really think it will be very helpful, but we actually also see some issues that could make things worse for renters. Probably the central reason that it's worse for renters is that it encourages us to put our renting costs directly at odds with our potential to own a home or save for retirement. We're borrowing from our future, and we've been given no solid plan of how we're going to get that money back. I think one of the reasons it could make it worse for young renters is that it would deepen that intergenerational divide in home ownership rates. With the cliche of young people not being able to buy a house, it's as if the National Party is both acknowledging the issue and encouraging it to persist by targeting the policy to people under 30. Under the policy, people withdrawing money from their KiwiSaver won't be able to get as much use out of the funds because that money would otherwise sit there collecting interest. There's also the issue of compound interest. The more money you have in your KiwiSaver, the more money you earn. So withdrawing money further erodes our ability to save. The reason this is bad is because while KiwiSaver is initially designed for retirement, it is often used for the purchase of a house and saving up for a deposit. I think that if we are consistently using it for rental costs, we'll have less money to save up for a house deposit and get out of that rental game. I also think that it's worth noting that this policy will not affect everybody the same. Some people will never have to use this policy, maybe because their first bond is paid for by their parents, or maybe they never have to rent before buying a home. You know, maybe they do university at home or something like that. While some people will be stuck in a loop of using this policy over and over again, because a lot of the time bonds aren't returned, and there are some groups that will not be able to afford bonds over and over and will have to make several withdrawals, they'll find it more difficult to save for the housing deposit. It's worth noting that even with the young renters, the effect of the policy will be disproportionate for different groups. Māori and Pacifica communities, for example, which already have lower rates of home ownership than the general population, low-income earners, young families. So for rangatahi who already have lower home ownership rates than the general population, this policy essentially just shifts the goalposts even further away because it encourages renting at the expense of saving up for a home.
Could any part of this policy be beneficial for renters?
Well, I'm not quite sure about that because it doesn't seem like they're proposing any actual intervention into the rental market. They're encouraging people to use their own funds, but it doesn't actually change anything about the rental market. I think the flow-on effect of that could be that people are renting for longer and there are more people that are renting. So if anything, I feel like that could make the rental market itself kind of worse. I can't really think of a benefit from this policy myself. Yeah, I think the policy itself is a bit of an indictment of the housing situation in New Zealand. KiwiSaver is designed for retirement savings and is often used for buying a house. But now it's like they're admitting that we need to save just to be able to rent a house, just to put a roof over our head. It's like saying, hey, you'll never be able to own a house, so you might as well start saving to rent one day. And in suggesting this, the National Party is acknowledging that young people are struggling to pay for rental costs, which is correct, and it's helpful that parties are drawing light on this issue, but the proposed policy itself just gets us to dip into our own future savings rather than providing monetary support or actually intervening in the market to ease the pressure. As well as that, financial experts have warned that the policy detracts from the key purpose of KiwiSaver, which is to build wealth to use in retirement. It makes KiwiSaver a less stable and reliable investment fund because people will be able to make withdrawals more often, so it's less of a stable and sort of ongoing amount of money that will always be there.
What's a better way we can address the renting cost crisis?
We've got a whole plan on our Renters United website. It's called the Plan to Fix Renting. But there are many ways in which I think the rental market could be improved through increased regulation. We've got a plan for fair rent, and that includes things like rent caps. There are interventions that could be done to lower costs for landlords, to limit rent increases to a particular amount, so basically like a rental cap. There could be subsidies for young people to find accommodation. We've seen some policies come out about, you know, making sure that people have a certain amount of income, making sure that incomes rise to a livable level to keep up with the costs of living. Those are sort of the things we're looking for a little bit more.
Do you think that this whole policy should just be scrapped, or do you think it can be adjusted to better work for young tenants?
I wouldn't give any recommendations on what should be done with this policy, but I definitely don't think that there's much helpful content to work with there. I definitely think that if the National Party wants to come to the table and help renters, they need to do something to actually intervene in the market rather than saying, hey, you can use some of your savings to do this. You know, there's much more active ways of getting involved in the economy and helping renters. And it would be really awesome if parties that are talking about renter support measures engage with renters more, because I don't really see how this sort of policy would have come from renter engagement, to be honest.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
I just want to repeat my point that it's the sheer fact that this policy is being proposed is such an indictment of the housing situation in New Zealand. When I first saw it, I was so disappointed. It was like the saying, hey, you know, you'll never own a house, so you might as well start saving to rent one. They're saying that even to be able to temporarily live somewhere, we now need to save. I think that many people start a KiwiSaver account when they get their first job, so maybe in high school or as teenagers, and the idea of using it for your first bond is a really sad image to me, because it's sort of saying, hey, you know, young people are struggling to pay rent. Well, you can use the money you saved through your high school job to buy your first rental bond, which is not really the same as saying to buy your first house. So it's kind of a disappointment. It kind of shows that the standards are dropping. We're being encouraged to expect a lot less, which is sad. I think a lot of people of my generation would really like to see themselves own a house someday, but are being told by the economic conditions and even some of the politicians that that just may not be tenable. And that's really, really discouraging.
That was Anna Bykova of Renters United speaking to me about National's proposed KiwiSaver rent policy. We'll be right back after this short break.